in der ehemaligen Waffen- und Munitionsfabrik auf diesem Gelände und an vielen anderen Stellen in der Stadt waren im Zweiten Weltkrieg mehr als 17.000 Zwangsarbeiterinnen und Zwangsarbeiter eingesetzt. Ein Drittel waren Frauen. 12.000 stammten aus Osteuropa. Aus ihrer Heimat verschleppt wurde ihre Arbeitskraft von der Kriegswirtschaft ausgebeutet. Mehr als 600 von ihnen fanden in Karlsruhe den Tod. Den Opfern zum Gedenken, den Lebenden als Mahnung, zur Bewahrung des Friedens, der Menschenwürde und der freien Selbstbestimmung aller Menschen.
This house here, where ZKM is inside, it was the biggest house in Karlsruhe at the time when it was established. Plans began in 1916. It was the time of the First World War, and this was a building for a new ammunition factory here in Karlsruhe. We had the Deutsche Waffen- und Munitionsfabriken, and to arise the production of ammunition, this building was established, and when it was ended in 1918, World War I was over. And then there was a problem what doing with this special building, because now we are standing in the great halls of the building. They were made of beton, of cement, and you can see the columns. It was a special sort of architecture. If there would be an attack by bombing, there would only be a little destruction with this sort of architecture. In the factory after the First World War, of course, there was no more production of ammunition because also of the Treaty of Versailles. But in the 1930s, at the end of the 1930s, when the Second World War began and France was defeated, this factory was also established for military goods, and you had about labor people here, about 5,000, 6,000, and during the Second World War, two-thirds of them, or more than two-thirds part of them, more than 60 persons of it were forced laborers, mostly from the former Soviet Union or from Poland, for example. And now you can see a memorial plaquette at this building in front of the main entrance for these circumstances.